the nickel package you used last week with Burris and as opposed to Rolando? How did Rolando accept that? It's less snaps than he's had in the game here, and how do you think he played?
You know, I think he played well in the role that we asked him to do, and he's done a good job this week at practice, knowing the looks and knowing what's about to happen to him this week. He played well in his snaps, and that was good.
How did you come up with the reps last week with Adams out there? Then you cut into time with Lee, Hanson, mix and match, Mitchell even.
Yeah, what's been good with our secondary is the guys are growing in the scheme, and so now we're able to be a little more multiple in who we use and when and why. Why and how we do that rotation is us on the game plan and the game day. We wanted to give them a different look of who's covering, so that they didn't get to know the way guys backpedal and those things. And our players are learning the scheme more. And we have some guys that we want to see. And as they continue to develop and make more plays, then they'll get more playing time.
And the last drive where they drove to the field goal, what was the philosophy defense about that? Were you guys looking back at it, soft coverage, or what?
Well, it's all about execution of a coverage, okay? And in those situations, if you blitz everybody and they make a play, why'd you blitz? If you drop everybody but one and they make a play, why'd you do that? But all of a sudden, if you blitz, it's the greatest call of all time. So I find those funny, but it's always execution, okay? It's always execution of what you're talking about and whether you get it done. On the calls where you may rush a few less, then you need to be closer and understand where they're trying to go. That's where we can do a better job as players and coaches.
I mean, considering they had to kick a 55-yard field goal to get it done, I mean, and is it just the last play, the one that, I mean, that's the one that got them there? I mean, the other ones, that seemed like the passes were short enough where you wanted them to be.
Yeah, there's a couple times, like the very first play, where we made a nice play on the screen and kept the guy in bounds and used their timeouts. When they're in that situation and they have 40 seconds and two timeouts, you got to make them use their timeouts. And again, remember in that team, what they do against Carolina. They were all the way back on their goal line, and what they do, they threw a double move, a long ball for 59 yards to Roddy White, and he jumped over everybody. So that's one thing you got to make sure you don't give that one, because they were able to get in field goal range, if you guys remember a few weeks ago. Okay, but you want to get it being defenses where you can tackle them in bounds, make them use their timeouts, and make sure they can't get the ball over your head. And there's ways to do that, pressuring, not pressuring, four-man rush, three-man rush, five-man rush, whatever. Okay, so it's more of just the executions of our calls. We're going to have the same calls. We might switch the order a little bit, you know, for Jacksonville this week or whoever.
What are your thoughts on Jacksonville and their offense and what they like to do?
Well, I think it's a team that's looking for their identity. But I'll tell you, they can run the football, okay? And the running back, the group of running backs, outstanding. I mean, Jones-Drew is a very good player. And from coming from the Bay Area and De La Salle High School, we know of him for a long time. And one of the places that I went to school, UCLA, I had known of him for a long time. He's a very good player. He's really hard to tackle. He keeps his pads down and he moves forward. He can catch it. He can run. Tight end's a good player. So they're trying to find their identity and learn how to work together. But they're a team that can move the football. And so we need to make sure that we're very sound, gap discipline, we're saying to the players this week in the run game. And then challenging wide receivers. The biggest thing that we did last week was better than we had, was challenge wide receivers. Challenge them. Sometimes we're one-on-one. Sometimes we got zone. We change our calls. We mix our calls. But when you're one-on-one, challenge them. Run game, pass game.
With that run game, do you sense you're going to need Roe more this weekend, Rolando?
It depends what personnel groups they use and what personnel groups we use. But Roe has done a good job this week at practice, especially defending their run scheme. He remembers the last time they were here, and he doesn't want that to happen. Not all of our guys do, which is good, because every game is different, you know. But he's done a good job of knowing how to fit and using his hands this week in practice.
Mentally, how did he accept the whole thing? Because some people could look at it and say, well, he got kind of demoted, but I'm sure you didn't look at it that way or explain it to him that way. How did he accept the whole role?
You know, I've just been impressed. He handled it well. I mean, he's been good with the other guys, and that's what we asked him to do, and that's what he did. I mean, he was a pro about the situation.
Did it seem like his energy level was up even more physically because he wasn't on the field as much as previous games? So he was able, like Dennis talked yesterday, that his per play output was better.
Yes, his production per play was the best it's been this year, which is, of course, our only reference, and we don't care about anything else otherwise. So if he can continue to keep his production per play up, then we're great. Because that's really what that's what this defense is. Andrew Luck says, I'll quote Andrew, okay? It's the ultimate meritocracy, which means it's all about production. You get what you get by your merit, by your production. And if he can keep his production level there, that's what it's about. So we're just trying to get our personnel, he asked about the corners, moving guys around. We're trying to get them in positions so they can produce, because that's the ultimate.
Did you sense that there was almost an, I don't know, from the defense, kind of an exhaling of sort when Hanson got the first interception?
Sure, you're waiting for that play, but they come in bunches. Everything comes in bunches.
But until you get the first one,
sure,
you know, there's had to be some, you know, once he got it, it must have been, ah.
I'll tell you, I was thinking about giving them all the little rabbit's foot on the keychains and giving them those until we got an interception, just saying, hey, guys, here's some luck, all right? So we get the bounces. How about the one hit them in the head and they still caught it, right? How could that ball bounce any different?
Yeah.
So you go, all right, go to the next play. I'm like, I was up here, but it's true. So, yes, there, of course there is. When you get that, whatever you want to say, that first sack, that first hit, that first tackle, I mean, that adrenaline that you get and from playing, it's the same way. When you make that first hit or you cover the first kickoff and you really hit somebody, it can change. That's why you play. That you love that feeling.
Is that one of Shaughnessy's better games?
Shaughnessy played well. Yeah. Shaughnessy did a good job with his hands, did a good job in the run game, did a nice job of really dictating to the offensive tackle how he was going to have to block him.
Yeah.
He said, you're going to have to block me. I'm going where I want. And that's what Matt can do. And if he stays in that, he'll keep getting better.
You talk about not being able to control how you get on the field, but how you get off. How encouraging was it to be put in two adverse situations and hold the Falcons just to field goals?
Oh, that was outstanding. You know, even after the first whatever happens, we just take the field wherever we are. And that's exactly what you talk about. We can only control. If they put the ball down, wherever they put that ball down, that's where we take the field. Our job, we can control how we get off the field there. We held him to the first one, and he missed the field goal. And then, of course, they got the ball down on the goal line. And they used three different personnel groups. So did we. And we had three pretty good plays. We did a good job executing and knocking them back. We continue to do that. That's what it's about. That's how you take your character to the execution on the field.
You mentioned that guys are growing into the scheme. Is that a relief for you that the defense is finally trying to get their players?
It's all about process. Okay, like you and I and all of us have talked about since the first time we talked, you got to trust your process as players and coaches. So we've been staying in the process, and we know, just like you said, we might have needed a rabbit's foot, which we didn't. We needed good players to make plays, and that's what the guys did, and because that's the ultimate, players make plays. But it's the process. It's the process of learning. Our job is to help them, give them the tools to put them in position to be successful. So as you're watching, you're going, okay, week one, this happened. All right, we fixed some of this. Okay, we didn't quite get this here, guys. Let's fix this. Okay, look. And then we fixed a lot of it, and the guys put it into action. I think the players did a good job that week of this. They took more of an emphasis on their own to go in as position groups and as a defense and spend more time together watching the opponent. Hey, what are we going to do here? We had a great discussion on the field today. We had some good discussions on the sideline. Hey, coach, I saw this. Hey, let's get over here and talk to this player who you got to work with. Let's fix that. That's when you get going good, is when the guys work together. Good? All right, guys.
Thank you.